Yep, and five, three, two. And I want to welcome everybody back to the Versus Podcast. I believe this is episode 8 of the Versus Podcast. This is another fantasy battle. This kind of came from our Instagram page.
The U.S. debt toll as a percentage of our population is higher than that of almost every
other. Who listening to the debate?
I was about to say, who watching the news?
I was walking inside the house, and yeah, we got the debate on. There we go. Yeah.
That's
stay on top of things.
That's the devil.
Wow.
That's the wrong versus.
It's the right one, but the wrong time.
That one actually might be funnier than ours.
Facts.
It dead ass really might be though.
All right, let's try this again. All right, y'all. I want to welcome everybody to the Versus Podcast. This is episode 8. We got another fantasy battle. I kind of picked this from the Instagram page, which I hope y'all are following. Versus_podcast. We got a matchup from the, I guess, Middle East almost. We are talking about Drew Hill versus Jodeci. Casey versus Cisco, in my opinion. And today, for first, we have all of the Versus Podcast members here. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Ladies first.
Hey, y'all. It's Shaquia. I just have to say, because we won the game Sunday, go Birds, Philly, Philly.
This is going to be a long podcast.
Who's next?
Scott, you were still with us?
Yeah, that hurt my feelings because I reps the Big Blue and jeez. All right, but yeah, what's good, everybody? This is Scotty LaCura coming to you live from the porch right now. Man, kind of took me off my game right there. That man, I got fantasy problems and everything. Like,
so sorry for you.
Nah, I'll be good.
Lonely at the top in first place.
Okay, let me go ahead and cut this out here. This your boy, the fluffy fella, aka Mr. Evo, in full effect here tonight. And like I said, it's going to be a very interesting podcast. And I agree with you, Louis T. It is going to be Cisco versus Casey and JoJo.
Definitely Cisco versus everybody.
Well,
Drew Hill, Cisco's from Drew Hill. And y'all forget about Nokia, man.
Oh my God, I don't know why I wanted to call him Neo or something. Like, I forgot his name was Nokia.
It's not about a forgetting, though. It's just
he spit them bars with Ja Rule in that video, remember? Like, they were going back and forth. Nokia.
When was this?
How long ago was that, Scotty?
Wait a minute.
I forgot Ja Rule was
even
1999.
What song was this? I'm talking about Nokia when they were when him and Ja Rule were rapping.
Ja Rule was a rapper, bro.
You Are Everything remix video. Yeah, man, Nokia spit a couple bars. Like
Park. I missed that one.
I'm being very sarcastic. He wasn't like spitting bars, but like he rapped. He did rap.
I mean,
I know he
was rapping a gift.
Wow.
Maybe for Angie Martinez.
Ooh.
He is Angie Martinez's baby daddy, but I don't think they have the best relationship.
The fact that y'all have all this tea that I was not ready for. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Welcome to the world where you have to have a lot of data.
Let me get my cup. Conversations.
All right. So bet. All right, Louis, set us off.
So, I mean, how would y'all feel? Let's start off with, I guess, Drew Hill, since we've been talking about Nokia, who is an awesome producer. He produced DMX, What These Bitches Want From Her.
I would have never known that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he produced for one of Capone and Noriega's big songs. I think it might be called Bang, but I can't remember right now. But Nokia is a dope producer.
So he did a lot of Drew Hill R&B stuff. Battle. He produced a lot of Drew Hill songs.
I mean, he was always my favorite of the group because he looked the best. I mean, that was, I loved him because of that. I just couldn't get jiggy with Cisco and the blonde hair. Couldn't really get right with me.
That's why he changed it to platinum.
Still couldn't get jiggy with that. Sorry.
You're one of those.
Oh my God! Here we go.
So, what are some bangers? Pinocchio.
I thought it was okay. That's why I wanted to call him Pooh and Nokia's. Okay, it is Pinocchio. I thought it was.
I'm thinking of the old bar.
Yeah, Snake.
Listen, the simple fact that people don't know his name or how to say it speaks volume.
But they know the music.
Do you want to know why? Because Cisco is the Beyonce of Drew Hill. All you know is Cisco. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Nokia, whatever his name is, like the Kelly Rowland.
Hey, Shakia, is Beyonce going to come up on every podcast?
I was about to ask the same question. Because
that was going to be my only reference. That was it. Because you tried to make it seem like other people were important. Then let's be real. If it wasn't for Cisco, what would Drew Hill be?
Well, that's with every music. You can say the same thing about Pleasure P with.
You are crazy! You know, Pretty Ricky had a nice diverse group.
First of all, they may have had a nice diverse group, but the star of that group, who is still pumping out good music, was Pleasure P.
I guess because he could keep a note, but honestly,
he was the most literal singer on that group. I mean, there's always one. The difference you have with Casey and JoJo is you had two that could blow.
But see, even with Casey and JoJo, who do you think of first? Like, who do you think? Like, what person? Like, when you think of Casey? You think of Casey.
He dated Mary J. Blige.
You don't think about JoJo when you think about Casey and JoJo. You think about Casey.
Okay.
They're kind of a tandem, though.
I don't know. I was gonna say
you kind of get one with the other.
Yeah, like, I never really see them. Separate.
You can't have Casey without JoJo the way you have like Casey and JoJo without Jodeci. You know what I mean? Like you can't have that separation.
I like that.
The thing about Drew Hill is that. Their music was good. They had a lot of bangers. But Cisco made it memorable because he had a stage presence that nobody else had at that time.
Yeah, Cisco was always sort of poised from the beginning to break out. Like you always kind of knew from like the start that he was going to be the one to break away and do the solo thing.
I mean,
because... You know?
He always did more to stand out. Like he was the one who kind of went above and beyond.
He was super extra. He was mad extra.
Everything.
He did not care about, you know, taking that extra step or being that edgy. I mean, my boy had platinum hair and feathered jackets and stuff. He did not care. He was willing to be that person.
This nigga had blonde hair and wore all kinds of Japanese dragon shit.
But you know what? He understood what it took to be an entertainer.
Yeah.
When he left the group and they split and everything and he did his own solo album, I mean he already knew what it took as an individual to sustain the celebrity status.
Speaking of dragons, wasn't his first album called Enter the Dragon or something like that? What's his album called? A dragon?
Something along those lines, like Unleash the Dragon. Unleash the Dragon.
Okay, I was about to say it was like either. I knew it was something about
Unleash the Dragon. This dude.
I just remember him sitting on that album cover looking all zesty with that red patent leather suit on.
But you know, and the crazy thing is, like, one of his mentors was Keith Sweat. So he understood
Bestie Senior.
And how to beg. And y'all understand exactly. Because you know, Keith Sweat was the most non-singing, moaning and crying artist of all time, but made millions. And it's probably one of the most famous R&B artists.
Hey, I was made off of Keith Sweat.
That says a lot.
Alrighty then. Okay.
you just added fuel to the fire. But anyway.
I'm telling you, Make It Last Forever. That was my parents' song.
Okay. anyway. So Cisco understood how to he went under that tutelage, so he understood how to promote himself. And he understood that there was more money not just in the US but overseas. And that's why he started doing a lot of the Asian themes, because he is a huge name in Asia right now. Most of his tours are in Japan, in China, in Thailand. Like, that's where a lot of his money is coming from overseas. It's not coming from the States. Even now, as a retired...
That sounds weird.
R&B, but well, you
that know. Honestly does not surprise me. Look at those BTS kids they listen to over there. I mean, Cisco's probably like their black dream.
Yo, that's weird. I don't know. Some strength is just weird about him.
So, I have a really serious question. When we're considering Casey and JoJo versus Drew Hill, are we allowed to include Jodeci songs with that? Because I just...
No, it's Jodeci. It's Jodeci.
Okay, I thought it was Casey and JoJo. Okay,
so I mean, we know that Casey and JoJo is Jodeci, but, I mean, it's a collective group, though. You know what I mean? Like well, because it's what, only two... There's only two members that we're not mentioning this whole time.
Dalvin and Devontae.
Who the hell are they?
The originals. What are you talking about? Who are they?
They're the originals. They're the Deceit of Jodeci. Yeah,
are they the Odyssey? Because who are they?
Yeah, like.
And the thing, the crazy thing is that they
Devontae's the D.
Yeah, they weren't. Right. They weren't.
Wait, what are the other two members of Drew Hill?
They were very talented. What are their names? You said what now?
Does anybody know the other two members of Drew Hill?
One of their.
Well, now they got two. They got new members.
No, we talking about the original, like the Fat Boy and the, what was the other one? The other.
I think the larger gentleman's name was like Woody or something.
That wasn't Woody.
It's Cisco, Nico, Larry.
Larry.
Rufus. Larry.
They call him Jazz.
Get out of here, that man's name is not Larry.
Antoine Simpson, James Green, and Smoke E.
Is this the current
lineup?
That's not the original lineup.
That's not the original lineup.
Cisco, Smoke, and Black. No. The past members were Nokio, mm-hmm. Jazz.
Jazz, that's his name.
Woody Rock, and Scola.
Okay, Jazz is the fluffy one, and then Woody is the one that was just always there.
So I feel like it didn't like one of them left to go do gospel.
Man, there's always somebody in the group that goes to do gospel.
I mean, like one of them like left.
It's literally always one of those in that group that got to go do gospel because they.
One of them left to do gospel, and then like they. They had some other dude with a weird name and then
yeah, I think one of the guys from Pretty Ricky is in a new
group. Wait a minute, when did we get all these new members to Drew Hill? Like, I thought TLC was the only people auditioning people for their group.
What happened was they had a show, right? Drew Hill had a show, they were trying to make a return. Nobody could get along. Cisco was doing his own thing. They're supposed to come back and do an album together. It didn't work out. But when Cisco realized there was still money on the table, and Keith Sweat realized there was still money on the table for Drew Hill, since everybody else couldn't get along, they added two more people to the group.
Oh, wow. So New Edition, like.
Yeah, but New Edition, at least they brought a name that everybody knew.
Yeah,
you know I mean, Johnny Gill was
who
already,
doesn't love Johnny Gill.
You know I mean, he was already killing the game. He still is killing the game. But anyway, so you know, he owns
the name New Edition.
Exactly.
Yeah. He probably owns them.
He owns the name. Oh man, that's funny.
I like the new edition clones.
But I mean, like, and if we talk, so Drew, I mean, this is Drew Hill heavy because Drew Hill, even though Jodeci had a lot of drama with them, Drew
Hill, there was a lot of crack in their band ship.
Drew Hill, they dropped quick. Like, they were there, they were killing it, and then they just dropped.
Yeah, you know that. Think about it. Like, they really did just kind of. It was like Drew Hill was just up there, and then 112 and Jagged Edge came out, and then it was just Cisco. No more Drew Hill. We didn't see no more.
Yeah. Did Drew Hill do anything after Thong?
I don't remember the show. Like,
big? No, they did Drew World and Drew World or Order, I think it was. And then they did Independence Day. I remember Independence
Day. Oh, my God. Yo,
I'm telling you. They was grasping at straws to say relevant. Like, this is called it. They were trying to say relevant. Day?
So, would all right, so we have, would Drew Hill and Jodeci, would that be a good versus?
It'd be fun.
Let's talk about music. I think musically, it would be very fun. It would be very dope. Because they were around the same time, they both really made baby making love music and all that jazz. And they really allowed R&B to stay R&B when we were losing it to pop. They helped sustain R&B. Yes. So forget all the scandals and all the extra drama outside of them. We talk about just music and R&B music. Like, they were definitely the up next groups that really allowed us to enjoy R&B again.
You know what, though? You say forget the scandals and everything, but I'm sorry. I'm one of those people that sometimes scandals make the groups better. Like, it makes them more interesting. It makes them, like...
It makes them want them more. But I think Jodeci
was one of those groups with all their crack and scandals and beating up Mary J. Blige. Like, you just wanted more and more. You just had to know more about them.
But that was later on, though. You know what I mean? Like, that was when they first dropped, when they were at their purest, before the money.
Mary J. Blige was in there when it was at their peak.
Correct. But before all the money, before all the, you know, the TV and all that stuff, and before they went from 4 to 3 to 2, before everybody started dropping, when they were actually a group, nobody cared about anything else extra. We didn't have World Star at that time. You know what I mean? Like, God. you didn't have social media. Whatever you heard had to be in the news. And it took a long time for a lot of stuff to come out. So people were actually able to just enjoy.
Yeah, plus, like, they were, like when they were signed to Uptown, right?
Yeah.
At the very beginning, Andre Harrell, so...
I mean, it wasn't like their scandals were anything major. Like, they weren't doing... They were just... A couple of them were doing a little crack. You know, that's it. Who was it?
Yeah. I mean, Casey drank. You know, I mean...
All right. So when he got married to Blige inside her head, it's all right. You know? She made a good album off of that. A couple. You know what? A couple. Look at her now. On Power. Horrible acting, but I love her on there.
We are not going to talk about the legend Mary J. like that on this podcast, miss.
I said I love her. It's terrible on there.
I just want to let you know we can't do that. But anyway.
But she has one of those thigh-high boots every episode. It's not breaking to that Family Affair two-step. I'm just saying she shouldn't tease us like that.
So if you look at Casey and JoJo, or I'm sorry, Jodeci. Apologies, because we were just talking about them. When we talk about Jodeci, Jodeci only had 3 albums come out between 90 and 2000. Forever My Lady, instant classic. Diary of a Mad Band, some classical songs on that one.
A lot.
The show, The After Party, and The Hotel in 95. That was their last hoorah.
Gotta get on up.
Yeah, I'm about to say how many. I feel like it was only a couple like classics on there, but Forever My Lady is just like the banger.
If we go through that list, okay, boom. So that, and then if you go to Drew Hill has. If we go to their Discography.
I got you.
From 1990 to 2000, they had two. They just had Drew Hill and Enter the Drew. That's it. Mm-hmm. And they both had classics on them.
Yeah, they did.
They had classics on them. In My Bed, Never Make a Promise.
There are a lot of singles. Tell Me.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. So, since we're talking verses, and we're talking about their top albums, so let's talk about their top songs. We're going to do verses. Jodeci's Beauty. No, I'm sorry. Jodeci's Forever My Lady versus Drew Hill's Beauty. Which one are you going with?
Forever My Lady.
Forever My Lady.
Hands down.
Okay. All right. Well.
Forever My Lady. Beauty would win in probably any other circumstance, but
like if you do like Beauty would be a ballad versus something that Tyrese wrote. It wouldn't be a ballad that you would put against, you know, Forever My Lady.
When it comes to those type of songs between those two, you have to think those were like two of their biggest like ballads. I wouldn't put In My Bed versus Forever My Lady. If anything versus Forever My Lady, I would put Beauty against that.
But I see, I could see a Forever My Lady versus.
I put Tell Me against Forever My Lady.
I could see that. But
Five Steps.
If I'm looking at another, that's a close one. But if I'm thinking of it too, I'm thinking of a Boyz II Men song versus Forever My Lady. Like that, those two ballads those two groups would match for that, something like that. If you're talking about individual, just one song ballads.
Honestly, I just feel like Forever My Lady is just one of those songs like, I don't know. It's just one of those songs, like how I felt about with Brandy and Monica's mashup. Like certain Brandy songs, I just feel like you can't beat that song. Like Forever My Lady is just one of those songs. Like
you can put it up
to the R&B group world.
Yeah, you can put it up against anybody that's popping
Forever My Lady.
I agree, 100%. Like that,
I could dig that.
Forever My Lady was that song that really. It didn't matter where you were at, what you were going through, what you were dealing with. The moment that song came on, you dropped everything and you vibed. Period. Yes.
Yeah, that just like takes me back to like West Brighton Pool and like PS18 and places like that. Jamon knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It takes us back to the street. It takes where we grew up, man.
Yeah, like that was
in the backyard. You're like,
that's what was playing. High top fades and shit. Like,
I will tell you this, like me, because I was born in 89, so my younger years were the 90s. Okay, whoa. But growing up, you got to think about, I grew up listening to the Jodeci's and watching stuff like that. So now living in a world where, you know, the music is all slap a hoe. Give me this and that. It's just like, damn, I miss the music where they was in the desert crying for a woman to come back with a leather jacket on. Like, oh,
wow.
Damn. Like, wow. What happened to my man's in the rain crying for one wish?
You're going to be in the desert
where the water run dry.
The Ray J pounding on the puddle.
Yes, like, what happened to my boys being in the patent leather suits in the desert? Just acting like they can't live without you. Like, I miss that.
They glowed up a lot. They know exactly what it is you're gonna get clowned for and stuff like that now.
I think they think that because they think the majority of the women that are single are the ones that like the city girl era. It's a lot of us single 90s women out here. We want the Forever My Lady love.
But see, this is the thing. So when we talk about music and we talk about people who have change the culture. So like Jodeci changed the culture for us.
Yes.
They made, because if you think about it, if we're talking about Drew Hill and Jodeci, they are literally the Temptations and the Spinners of our generation. Okay. They're the groups that could talk about how bad they want you, but at the same time, put a little church in it. You know what I mean? Like
as a church.
They did a little, because all those runs that they put in those songs were all churchy. They all had something. I was thinking earlier when Scotty was talking about the parties and stuff like that, and the way we'd hung out in on the island. You got people who were pastors, preachers, and teachers that knew Forever My Lady. Like,
I'm trying to think of the other song by Jodeci. Like, I can hear it in my head, but I cannot think of the name of it. where it's like the rain starts in the beginning of the song. Oh my god, I think of the name. No,
come and talk.
Damn, that was a good song too.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We kind of forgetting on that one.
Oh my god, I gotta look this song up because this is gonna bother me because I can hear it. And like, that's the thing, Jodeci has so many classics and so many love songs that just put you in a mood. Like, when you want to be in love or you trying to, you know, put the mood on for your boo, Jodeci is definitely a go-to.
They have a lot of quiet storm hits.
Yes, but yeah, Drew Hill does ton of them, too, yeah.
Now,
so does anybody think that Drew
I think they would be a worthy opponent for the simple fact of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they would be that group that would be like, yeah, they're going to take Jodeci out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and like clearly they wouldn't all be together either. Like, they wouldn't be there live, like, performing and stuff. So that would kind of take away from it, too.
No, it won't. If Cisco's there after everything we just said, it
would I don't know. Because you got to think, so Cisco wasn't the sole songwriter on a lot of this stuff. Nokia.
Ooh, but Cisco, just because he wasn't the writer.
Well, what I'm saying
Cisco
is,
Cisco wasn't the soul of the
if
song.
We, like. No, but if we look at how verses have been done, they've been all able to explain what was going on, what about this song. Like, we get details. We get some stories, too. Cisco ain't going to be able to provide that for all these songs.
I think he'll be able to provide singer. Stories.
Yeah,
Cisco
but
I'm
yeah,
be able to provide
I think he
stories.
Definitely does have stories.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you get what I'm saying, though. But
now, is he going to, for the songs that he didn't write, yeah, he can't be like, yeah, now I was driving down the street one day and this lyric came. Like, nah, you can't do that. But
yeah, I'm saying the realness.
He can get into, like, the recording and what happened that day. Like, you know, like,
I kind of enjoy the intimacy that they give, like, those who actually are the songwriters. Like, the Grammys and their, like,
if we're talking intimacy, I honestly prefer Jodeci over Drew Hill. Like, I feel like their songs are more intimate. And the song I was looking for was called Cry For You. But, like, just thinking about that song, like, I
will cry for... Yeah, I remember that one.
You can feel all that shit in their songs. Like, any song that they have, you feel it. Like, I'm not saying you don't with Drew Hill, but Jodeci is just more... You feel... Their music is more feel music. Like, you can feel them, like, you can feel what they were feeling. You really can pour that into somebody else, like, make somebody feel your romanticism through their music.
I think more kids have been created to Jodeci than Drew Hill.
Definitely. I will agree.
I will definitely agree to that.
Let me tell you, listen, when I was doing music and beats and things like that, and I would invite somebody over to the house, somebody who wasn't special, but I was trying to make them special. Jodeci was definitely on that trap list.
Little Tatiana trap list. Mm-mm-mm.
But I mean, Somebody Sleeping In My Bed, the remix.
It's a point. It's a point out of how many? Like, one, you know what I mean? Like,
let's be real. If you were going to have a Netflix and chill playlist, who are you going to have more of, Jodeci or Drew Hill? Because I know mine is definitely going to have more Jodeci.
I'm gonna have more Jodeci, but there's gonna be some Drew Hill sprinkled in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be some sprinkled in there, but you're definitely gonna have more Drew Hill. I mean, more Jodeci than anything. Like, I know mine would.
I think what we are missing here is we didn't have a list. Lewis, you ain't said it was us with a list of what songs we should be going pairing up.
Okay, well, how about this?
I actually didn't make a playlist with Drew Hill and Jodeci. I thought I had something with Jodeci on it, but I was looking for it. I do have a Drew Hill
Silk
playlist.
Have no fear. The lady is here to save the day. I have their top songs pulled up. So it says Drew Hill's first number one song is, of course, We're Not Making Love No More.
Okay.
And we have Come and Talk to Me for Jodeci's top song.
I'm gonna get Drew Hill that one.
For me, if it's the If it's Come Talk to Me remix, it's
I think that's original. So I would say Drew Hill if it's not the remix as well.
I'm personally I'm going to go with Jodeci because remix or no remix, I love both versions.
Yeah, but, I'll roll it. I'll roll Come and Talk to Me.
All right, so we'll do a tie on that one.
Okay, so next we have Beauty and
That's all you Cry, gotta
for,
say.
Cry for You. Ooh, I'm going Cry for You.
Yeah, I'll go Beauty on that
one. I'll go Beauty on that one.
Oh my God.
Beauty is that one song that you it's the one song that if it's not matched up with something really good, it's gonna
Yeah.
Cry for You was a good song, but I think you had to think of the name of the song. You knew
I did, but I could like the thing is I could hear the words in my head.
I could hear
the beat and everything, but I just couldn't remember like the name of it.
But Beauty hit on the mark, so I'll say Beauty.
Okay, so next we have Never Make a Promise by Drew Hill versus Love You for Life.
I gotta go Love You for Life.
Yeah, I'm gonna Love You for Life.
I wasn't crazy about Never Make a Promise. Like, that's when it was
so
crazy.
Y'all, we are so complete opposites. So I'm gonna go and Never Make a Promise. Because that's when my Fluffy Boy really got to show his talents. It was no Cisco, it was all Fluff Boy.
He's a fluffy fella. Okay.
He deserved it because he really could sing better than Cisco. He's a fluffy fella. And I really loved him in this song.
Hey,
I'm going with the fluffy fella.
I'll go Jodeci on this one.
All right, well, party poopers.
All right, so that's Jodeci won win, and it's a tie for the other two songs.
These are.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Drew Hill won,
and tie for the other two. Okay, got you.
We have These Are the Times by Drew Hill versus Stay. By Jodeci. Yes. Oh, thank God. I'm so glad we're all on the same page. All right.
Yeah, Stay was unanimous on that one. That hits too hard.
Yes, it really does. So next we have Tell Me versus Lately. I was about to say, I really don't remember Lately from
Tell Me.
Jodeci.
That was the piano. That was a live song that they did. It was a Stevie Wonder song. Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah, that's like, because I came around like 93, 94. Like, I remember, like, we actually took a trip. My grandmother used to take us to Myrtle Beach every year. And, like, every time we got in the van, that damn song was on. Yeah, Lately.
So we have, this is kind of hard for me. In My Bed versus.
Hold on. We didn't score the last one. Hold on. Time out. What'd you say, Lewis? Who would you have on that one?
Yeah, I think we all had Drew Hill.
Drew Hill.
Okay. All right. Bet.
So we have, what I say, In My Bed versus Freaking You.
Freaking You. Freaking You.
In My Bed remix or original?
Original.
Oh, no, that's original.
Take it with his musical commentary.
I don't know. For some reason, I loved this song in seventh grade.
I did too. I had no business loving this song the way I did.
I don't know why I loved it, but I just freaking loved it.
I mean, absolutely nobody was in my bed.
I love the song about somebody, about homeboys girls cheating on him.
Yeah, see, y'all probably going through some broken hearts in seventh grade.
My mind is different now that I'm an adult because I really go through broken hearts now.
Yo, somebody was sitting in my chair.
Somebody took my top 8 spot on MySpace. Like, that's really real.
Yes.
That's a hard one. I can't call it.
Oh, that is a hard one. Oh my
Come
God.
On.
Why did you
so
do that?
Hard right there.
Huh?
That was hard.
I'm sticking with freaking you.
Okay.
Yeah, me. I am weak.
Hold on, is it free?
All right, so what was those two choices again, so we can make sure everybody hears them?
I don't even know because y'all have me so weak right now. Can you please sing that part again? Sing it one more time.
Yes, that's the jam right there.
There we go. That's it right there.
You put that song on. You telling me ain't something about to happen?
What's gonna happen?
I gotta be an adult. I got kids listening. Listen, I'm telling you, that song just hits hard. Like, I mean,
you know what? I gotta update my Netflix and chill playlist.
You definitely do. If it's not where it's supposed to be, that's a problem.
I don't think I have this. That's so crazy. I don't think I have this song on here. You know what? I think I just gotta make a whole Drew Hill and Jodeci playlist just for one night. Lord have mercy.
For one night only.
I don't know.
That's tough. That is tough.
I would have to judge that in a moment. But for right now, just thinking about it, like listening to him, I would say.
Do you guys know a song that was very slept on by Drew Hill that I loved? That I should be. That was definitely an amazing song, and I feel like it did not get the love it was supposed to get.
What you putting that up against?
I Should Be by Drew Hill. One? I can put that up again. Let's see. That's a hard one.
Louis, you got it?
This is where you can dig into Casey and JoJo stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to say I might have to dig into Casey and JoJo real quick.
And
then what?
I Should Be by Drew Hill.
What was the name of the song?
Oh.
Y'all don't know that song? Oh my gosh.
I'm actually trying to remember that.
Maybe let me look up the lyrics.
I loved that song. Like, that was one of their most slept on songs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got you.
Yeah,
I would say it was slept on, but it was.
Look at how y'all were just sitting here like, what was that?
I mean, it's once you play it, you know, it's definitely a song we remember, but
slept on.
It wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't.
It's not the beauty, first song. You know yeah, it's not one of the first songs I think of.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. But see, that's
we're not making love. Like, it's like, we're not making love no more. But that it pushes that song back further and further because you got Beauty in My Bed, Tell Me.
But that's the beauty of Jodeci. Look how many hits they have and look how many little secret gems they have in their little albums. My Drew Hill, my bad. Look at little gems they have all in their little albums.
We're not doubting that though. I mean, it's not that. It's just the fact that I don't know. Like, I think that what hurt them is their length of success, because they only have two albums that anybody's ever listened to.
Yeah,
they even have a Christmas album called.
But
Christmas,
the thing is, look how power packed those two albums are. Versus Jodeci's, what, 3-4 albums?
They are classics. And for Drew Hill, if I'm not mistaken, like Cisco's solo album was longer than Drew Hill's initial run. So it's like tough to really think about Drew Hill and then not like can kind of just go for Cisco after that.
So since you said that, why don't we do a little Cisco and Casey and JoJo? Because since they're like the...
I don't know. Before you pull anything up, name three songs Cisco has other than Thong Song.
Thong Song, Incomplete.
That's what I was about to ask that.
Thong Song.
Remix.
Exactly.
Thong Song, Incomplete. Yeah,
he had some gems on that first solo album.
Saying he didn't have any gems.
But the thing, his features is what really made Cisco. He was like the DJ Khaled, the T-Pain of that era.
I would agree with that.
He was everywhere.
Yeah. Let's not forget that song with him and DMX.
Because if you play the song with DMX,
what you really want?
Yes, There was Keisha and all them.
All of them.
All of them. All of them. I mean, really, really, Cisco really didn't have, but the songs that he had, songs. Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Somebody let me know.
Okay, but since y'all saying that, let's be real. How many songs by Casey and JoJo can you say besides All My Life and Crazy?
Life.
Okay, what else?
Yeah, life. That right there. Let's see, Casey. I mean, they did a lot of good stuff, but.
What did they do? If you can't name anything besides All My Life and Crazy, what else did they do?
All right,
crickets.
Pull up the list.
There was crickets for a second.
That's all we can do at this point is pull up the list.
Yeah.
I have the list sitting in front of me, but I just, because the way y'all were going in on my boy Cisco.
No. Time out.
Nah, I mean, it, also, like, there's been a lot of brain cells lost in between now and when. These guys were really out there.
Don't try to blame it on the brain cells, okay? Because I remember hits. And let's be real, other than All My Life and Crazy, Casey and JoJo's kind of like, I mean, they had that song, How Do You Remember, with Tupac. And they had Life and Tell Me It's Real. But other than that.
So, okay, let's say, so if DMX and Cisco go, what they want from her, go up against Tupac and...
How do you want it?
What was the song they had?
Definitely DMX and Cisco.
Who gets the point?
Hold on, time out. What was the question again? Rewind that one.
DMX and Cisco.
How do you want it versus what these...
Yes, ladies.
Yeah.
Ladies.
I was gonna say.
It's gonna be me. But let's just say. No, ladies.
I was gonna tell you the letter chromosome.
I was just gonna say heifers.
Oh no, no.
Wow. Well, okay.
Who would y'all give the point?
Well, but I'm an X fan. I'm gonna go with DMX.
I'm definitely going to go with DMX.
God, I might have to go with Pac on that one, man. Like, to be honest.
Spoken like a true Nas fan.
Good. Oh, God. Man.
Ain't that Cowboys fan? I expect that.
I'm going.
That's low. No. He is a Giants fan.
Even worse.
We can't do that to him. Cowboys look. No, don't do that to Scotty.
Either way,
I can't even say get y'all a Super Bowl because y'all got one. Like, I can't even say that to y'all no more.
I would say, you know, either way, one side of the toilet. But I mean, I guess if you prefer that song over DMX,
I'll roll Casey and JoJo and Tupac. I mean, yeah, that shit slaps.
I mean, I do love How Do You Want It, but when that song drops with Cisco and DMX, and we get to that, it was Keisha, Louise, Linda, about three Kims, and all the mother, like, come on, now you just can't, I love that song.
I think the difference between the two are the times in which they were done.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about DMX heavy, like, DMX at that point was really killing the game. Like, he was getting to the point where it was Jay-Z, DMX, that was when and then nobody else.
Yeah, yeah. And then that's when the movies started coming in.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, Casey and JoJo, I mean, it's a classic because it was with them and Tupac.
Tupac was on top of his game at that time, too.
Correct. Yeah,
his side of the world, he was on top of his game. Let's not act like he was just on top.
He was on the East Coast as well. Like
on the West Coast, the East Coast.
So, you know, historically, Tupac would come to the East Coast to hang out at Howard University.
Yeah, because he's originally from the East Coast.
So his music popped over here as well. It's just that Biggie, because it was this whole West versus East,
people rocked Biggie hard, but Tupac was solid across the world, period.
And we're not going to act like there weren't people in New York that like, I knew one kid, Michael. This kid loved Tupac. Michael Lloyd. This kid loved Tupac, like hated Biggie.
Is that the kid that used to live across the street from you?
No. This is a kid in Queens.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, I went to high school with him. But we'd go to his house and he played nothing but Tupac. And I know like four other cats like that, that just like lived in New York City their whole life, never left. They're Tupac fans. You know, it's like being a Cowboys fan in New York and a Giants fan, which there's a lot of those too, which is weird. But yeah, man, like
Jesus.
That's how that is.
It's a reality, though. It's a reality. But I think like I said, that we're talking about classic music. And the Casey and JoJo joint with Tupac does pop, but that DMX, I think it's because it allowed you to be as ratchet as you want to be.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good ratchet time?
Like it really spoke to the thug and it spoke to the non-thug. You know what I mean? So
it spoke to all men because y'all are trifling. It didn't matter what kind of man you were.
Lewis, what's the next question?
Oh shit!
So I mean, we all said Jodeci, but we like Drew Hill with Cisco. They've gotten a lot of points.
I just think it's the way. I mean, I think it's the way that our moderator is putting these songs together.
But that comes down to it a lot, you know. And I've said this before: is how you play your spades. Because sometimes you play your big joker,
and this guy
doesn't play spades, so this is lost on him. But sometimes you play your big joker too soon,
and you're letting a lot of
run past you, and they might run the board after that.
Well, I don't know how many clubs we got, but they only got two spades over here on their hits, so hey. Casey and JoJo, I mean, seriously, I'm looking at their songs. Their hit songs that you're really going to, three, because yes, Crazy was big, shout out to Save the Last Dance, but All My Life was their biggest song. What, when you think of Casey and JoJo, what do you think about?
I mean, I think of Jodeci.
If I think of Jodeci, if I hear Casey and JoJo, I'm going to think of All My Life.
Okay,
nothing
but
else
let's
but that.
Say this. Let's just go ahead.
No, that's a fact.
That's a fact. But let's go ahead and establish this right now.
Big fact. Like, that's not. No, let's not sugarcoat
not
it.
Sugarcoat
let's not
it,
act
but
like
say
it's
this
not
like
what it
this.
Ain't.
When you say Jodeci, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Casey and JoJo.
Of course, Casey and JoJo. And then when you say Casey and JoJo, what's the next thing that comes to mind? All My Life.
But what I'm saying is...
You don't
is,
think about any Jodeci song. Once you get Casey and JoJo in your head, you don't think about Jodeci anymore.
How many times...
Once you hear Casey and JoJo, you hear All My Life.
How many of the Jodeci albums, is it anybody else that you hear lead vocals other than Casey and JoJo? I'll wait.
Okay.
I don't know. That episode of Martin is the first thing I think of when I think of Casey and JoJo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I think of Casey and JoJo, I either think about them singing that crazy song in the rain for Save the Last Dance, or like I've been saying, All My Life. If we say Jodeci, then I'm going to think of Jodeci's song. But if you say Casey and JoJo, I'm automatically going to go to All My Life.
What about Tell Me It's Real?
That's right.
Nah, I hated that song.
All My Life.
Why did you hate it, Scott?
I hated that song.
Who broke your heart?
Nobody. Nobody broke my heart. It was just, this wasn't my vibe.
I could dig it. I mean, you know, not every song is for everybody.
It's too happy.
What?
Too wow. Scotty.
I cannot.
Yo, some songs is just too happy. Like,
but how
it was the singing. Like it was like it was the singing, the melody and stuff. Like had really nothing to do with the lyrics. It was just like how they were singing. It was a little bit of a melody overload, kind of.
I don't know what to do with you, dude. All right, so we've only gone through like five songs, so we have five more, at least. So, what's the next two songs that you're gonna hear though?
So what if you did Tell Me It's Real?
Oh, Tell Me One That. Hill, tell me one that.
We all know what's coming.
Yeah.
You gotta do the dance to Tell Me. You got a dance you could do with that too.
You're not Leprechaun jumping and with your Geppetto shoes on saying Tell Me, then you're not a real, you're not a real one. And you didn't pick Tell Me and jump at the same time as you started singing it, you're not a real one.
Bro, they gave you a dance to go with that.
Exactly. What? They do
audition
that Joker.
It's like doing Thriller without the little dance moves. Like who
just
does
literally one dance move.
It's just one dance move. That's it.
Just one. All you gotta do is jump in the air like Geppetto. Get up. All
right. So we know. So right now it's a Drew Hill heavy win right now because they're up 2-3 ties.
Yeah, but
don't blame nobody. It's not a blame game.
So
it is a blame game because I just cannot believe that y'all chose some of these Drew Hill songs over Jodeci.
Exactly.
You chose them too.
No, because I chose the Jodeci songs. That was y'all over there. No. The baby making people be so disappointed.
I can't wait until this episode airs so you can go back and listen to the nonsense you said.
No, I can't wait till it airs so you can hear the nonsense you said. Hey. That you're a Giants fan.
So Shakira, can you recap us on the song that we...
I can. Give me one second.
And just to clarify for the people in the world, I am a Panthers fan. My cousin Scott is a Giants fan. I will not rep the New York Giants. Worse. I just can't do that to myself.
Hey, man. Look, the Bills character. That's all I'm going to say. Bills character. Stick with them through the tough times. Feel me?
Luis, you ready for these songs? Because I just don't even know what's happening over here.
All right, what you got?
All right.
So yes, I'm ready.
We got We're Not Making Love No More. Okay, now let's just switch it up. Okay, so we're just going to do a whole different... They switched it up. So y'all ready?
How? Would you refresh your screen?
They switched it up?
I did refresh it because I went to Casey and JoJo and Cisco. Listen, don't get mad at the hit maker over here. I'm picking the hits, okay?
See, this is what I'm saying. I'm the messenger. Moderator issue.
Are we doing the music again? What was that?
That sounded like somebody driving through somebody else's house.
It did. It sounded like a car.
My microphone is mad loud then because that was a car just like going down the street.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all ready?
So yeah, hey, so
we're not making love no more. Yeah. First freaking you. I'm gonna go with freaking you too.
I went with freaking you, right?
Yeah.
All right. So am I keeping score? I'll keep score too.
So that's Jodeci one, Drew Hill zero.
Like a man, always want to overpower somebody. I just said I was keeping the score.
Yo.
All right, so next we have Come and Talk to Me versus Beauty. I'm gonna go come and talk to me. All right, look at that. Look at y'all being all smart. So next we have Never Make a Promise versus Cry for You.
Never Make a Promise.
Cry for You.
Never Make a Promise.
I think I went Cry for You on that one.
Scotty.
Because that was the one where the fluffy guy like shined, right?
No. Never Make a Promise where he shined. Yes, it is. Okay, so we have These Are the Times versus Love You for Life.
I'm not familiar.
No comment for me. You don't know either of those? I need you to pull up your handy dandy notebook and play those for me because you got to choose.
You said these are the times.
I'm going to go with Love You for Life.
These are the times. That's the Drew Hill joint, right? Yeah, now I'm going to go with Love You for Life.
Where they were dressed like Roman.
Yeah.
You're going with Love You for Life? I'm going with Love You for Life as well.
Love You for Life.
Nah, you're good.
Nah. You got to pull it up. Look at that.
See, I don't got to pull up anything.
Okay, so next we have Stay by Jodeci versus Five Steps.
Hold on, what was that? Stay versus Five Steps?
Yes. I'm going to go Five Steps. Oh, we have another tie. All right, so next we have Tell Me versus Their Lately rendition.
Tell Me.
I'm going to Tell Me as well.
Yeah, Tell Me.
Nothing can beat that hot. Tell Me. So next we have Get On Up versus How Deep Is Your Love? How Deep Is Your Love versus Get How On Deep Up. Love.
That's Jodeci, right?
No, that's Drew Hill.
No, How Deep Is Your Love is Drew.
That was from Rush Hour.
Oh, remember it was on the Rush Hour.
It was look
Rush Hour
you.
Soundtrack.
Look at you, Carter.
Yeah, I remember we cut school to see the movie that day.
Little anecdotes.
I was even on to cut school then, but Jodeci was Get On Up.
That's a tough one too. Get On Up reminds me of barbecues.
Yeah.
Like
I think I'm gonna go with How Deep Is Your Love though.
I gotta go Get On Up now.
Yeah.
That was too much.
Yeah, Get On Up. That's on that.
I think I'm gonna go Get On Up.
I cannot believe you. I mean, you played the song like you were all for it. I felt like you were over there hitting the yeah and all. You know what? I'll give Jodeci that point. Don't worry about it.
No.
Whatever.
That's a vibe.
Yep, I'm still with Drew Hill.
Yeah, that's.
That's a vibe.
I can smell the grill now.
Exactly. What's the next two?
The next is Forever My Lady versus Forever My Beauty. Lady.
Forever My Lady,
Forever
man.
My yeah. Lady.
Forever My Lady. Hard.
It's like a dream. Yeah.
Okay.
Because if they don't sing it to me like how Martin did, I don't want you to sing it at all.
Oh, you want it done that badly? I got you.
That was beautiful.
All right,
so next we have In My Bed versus Oh wow. So I guess we have to go ahead and tap into Casey and JoJo because what they have up next, I have absolutely no idea what the song is. You and I versus
You and I?
Oh, I do know that song. Just kidding.
Throw the phone at you.
You know I didn't remember the name to the other song. Don't do that.
Yeah, okay. You and I.
Versus In My Bed.
You and I.
I'm going with In My Bed.
In My Bed.
I know you. I remember you said you liked that one, Scotty. I forgive you.
The dude was sitting in my seat. I was pissed. Ruined my whole day after that.
All
Wow.
That's how long ago. Look at that. My bad.
Okay, guys. How about that slide?
Well, you know, sometimes that's just how that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yo.
All right. Well, since we can go ahead and tap into the lead series now. At this point, we're at Jodeci 5, Drew Hill 2, and we have a tie for 2.
All right, we good. That's the right track.
So now we're going to go Incomplete versus All My Life.
All My Life.
All My Life. I heard Incomplete recently. It's not really a good song.
I'm going to go Incomplete. You hear that? Do you hear that woo? Do you hear that pain?
Yeah, listen to the lyrics of it. I mean, like
bright lights, fancy restaurants.
Nah, man, like it's such a it like it doesn't age well. I feel
at all. There we go.
I think I'm going to All My Likes.
Just
I think just I actually put everything hate that down song now.
And just let it vibe. You know what I mean? Like that's that song right there.
Mm-mm. I hate it. I hate everything about it.
Well, we know what's that's not going to so be funny. On your Netflix and chill album.
Why would you put this on a Netflix? I wouldn't put that on mine.
I would never. For them to think I want to be married to them. Get out now.
That song was... Baby, 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 baby. Yeah, I'll take that one. All day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they keep the... I wonder why they did
the
so
intro
long,
sucks.
But, I've always wanted to ask that question to the producer.
Probably to take away from the suckiness of the
All right, what's the next song?
So we have the Thong Song versus Crazy.
Crazy.
I'm going Thong Song.
Okay.
Even though it didn't age well, I still go.
Yeah, I gotta go Thong Song.
I got Thong Songed out. Like I got so tired of hearing it. It just like
Ooh, that dress so scandalous.
It's not a hate. Listen, it's not a hate. I love the artistry, but it just.
I feel like a 13-year-old girl again.
That was like my first. This is like my first experience, like going to clubs and stuff. So.
Oh wow! I mean, I was sneaking to wear thongs with this, but
yeah,
right,
we're not gonna experience the same thing you did with that song, Miss. Sorry.
Like. Literally sneaking to wear thongs for this song, but all right, I guess.
yeah, this is like my first like foray into like going to clubs, and
it was a banger, but I don't know, I just got tired of hearing it.
I loved it.
There was a point in the night where it came on in the club though, like that you knew it was like it was up, and then it kind of like crescendoed at that song, and then sort of like.
It was down to go home.
Yeah. They usually played that like one of the last songs that they played during that time.
They did. That was when the lights cut on and all the roaches scattered.
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to make a Philly joke, but nah.
Oh wow. How dare you? So, okay, one thing about Cisco, though, versus Casey and JoJo, his features are a little bit more, you know, because he did have that song with
Lil Kim. Yeah, so features don't matter. I mean, as long as they're on there, the list playing.
It does matter. We are not going to... No.
You can play features on the verses.
Look at Brandy.
People have played songs that are not even theirs on verses.
Correct.
I think we can get away with features.
That's
true. So yeah. So let's recap. I mean, we already said DMX versus Tupac.
Yeah, most of us are smart.
Well, we didn't all, but
so if we do all those together.
together. We have Jodeci winning at 6, Drew Hill coming in at 4, and there's a tie with 2 songs.
Bet. So, like we said, Jodeci was that group.
I mean, New Edition walks so Jodeci could run and so Drew Hill could skip. I mean, it's kind of like a trifecta for everybody.
So would that be with all right? And we can kind of wrap it up with this. Would those out of those two groups, would those be the ones y'all want to see?
I mean, I think it's a very good.
Is that the best?
Like I said,
matchup?
For nostalgia purposes, I think they'll be a very
I think that would be fun to watch. I don't think it would do the same like numbers that say like Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight did or anything like that. But I think it will still be good.
I don't know if it's the eclectic in me, but I want to see different verses. Like, I want to see B2K versus somebody, NSYNC versus somebody, Britney Spears and Christina. I want to see, like, you know, if we're going to go nostalgia and really do from the past, there's so many people we can do verses. But when it comes to Black people, we're going to run out because we didn't, you know, very few greats, but there were so many other genres that we could branch into and other people that we can do verses with. That I personally want to see. Because me personally, I want to see Spice Girls versus somebody. Because didn't spice up their life in that
movie? I didn't.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry that you guys did it. You missed out.
But I mean,
I definitely spiced my life.
But as of right now, for this conversation, for Jodeci and Drew Hill, are those the two you would want to see against each other, or would you rather see a different group? Because I mean, me and Scott talked about.
Well, I was thinking that podcasts, too, but my thing would be Jodeci versus Boyz II Men has a larger catalog. So, like, and their music is still spans to now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sean just dropped another album a few weeks ago, a month ago, whatever. Like, they're still doing music, so I don't know that it would be.
Yeah.
Fair on that part when you talk about Boyz II Men.
Yeah, and like Boyz II Men is just there's just a lot more like worldwide.
Correct.
Like I mean, they're not.
So who would you want to see against Boyz II Men? Who would you want to see against Boyz II Men? I would go New Edition versus Boyz II Men. Honestly,
but they're
I'm sorry,
they're
I would.
Two different time periods.
They are, but look at the impact they had on the time.
I agree
periods.
With you there.
Like,
I think this is going to come out of left field, but I think like Boyz II Men is big enough to do. They're big enough to do verses against like Hall & Oates or something like that. Like they're that big.
Menudo?
No, Hall & Oates.
I mean, I think the Drew Hill Jodeci makes sense.
Yeah, that's the most sensible
combo of groups. Because if we're talking about groups, what other male group? I mean, like you can do Silk, you can do All For One. Like you can do, but they don't match up the same way that Jodeci and Drew Hill matchup. Like that is that's what I said. I think nostalgia and the fact that we had 10 songs that could go against each other makes sense.
Right.
Would match up good with Jodeci actually? Mint Condition.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Tony Tone. TLC versus Destiny's Child.
What about TLC?
I mean, if you do TLC, though, I mean...
TLC versus Destiny's Child. Nobody knows
that. I can see TLC versus Drew Hill or Jodeci. I could see that.
What? Escape.
Ooh, what about SWV?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, why does it always have to be female versus female?
Because men cannot equip like us. We will beat y'all and everything. It's just
so if we're talking music and we're talking about the ability.
Look at how we did Janet and Justin last week.
That's a different. That's a different.
Yeah,
thing,
Janet.
But when you're talking about like if you do TLC versus Drew Hill, I think that would be a very good matchup because they both have some up tempo and they have some like you know, "Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls" is a hit you in the chest song. Or you can, if you do SWV, the only thing with them is I feel like they have a limited album collection. You know, like their catalog is not as in-depthful as everybody else's.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
honestly, if we were to put a male group versus a female group, like we were to do Drew Hill, I would do Drew Hill versus SWV because I feel like their catalog kind of matches. With TLC, you have to have somebody as big. Like TLC was not just a little tent. Them itself had.
So what about, okay, and we're getting off the subject of Drew.
Well, Lee. I mean, Jodeci,
but what about TLC?
I think if you're going to talk about, because so TLC is a, I'm not going to say that they're not an R&B group, but they're not an R&B group.
They're R&B pop.
But a little bit, yeah,
they're more exactly. Like R&B. So, they're like hip-hop R&B.
They're a good a little bit hip-hop. Compared to Boyz II Men is literally a male group. They're almost like a quartet.
Well, they were a quartet.
Correct, but I mean, so if you take that, I that's why I said Boyz II Men probably with, you know, I don't know. They're hard to match up, but Mint Condition would be a good one. I mean, even like say, even Silk, like groups like Silk and stuff would be good against them because there are actually male groups that harmonized. Or Shy. Oh yeah, or Shy.
LSG. What about LSG or versus Shy?
Shy don't got no song.
LSG, because then you could pull from so many different. You could pull from different catalogs, and that wouldn't be. You pull from Gerald Levert, Johnny Gill, and Keith Sweat, you know? Yeah, like,
you can't.
You have to do
You're covering a lot of bases with that. With that versus.
Yeah.
You're covering a lot of bases with that.
Yeah. You would need to like bring in someone to like decipher what song, you know that's what I mean? True. You actually need like a coach to decide what songs to play from who.
Yeah, yeah, actually
that would get complicated.
That's an interesting concept right there.
So if you had to put TLC against a guy group, who would you put them against?
TLC guy.
I would put TLC against NSYNC or someone. Because I feel like when it comes to TLC, you gotta have range. Like,
bro, you came out of left field with that one.
Crisscross.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, TLC would have to go up against a B2K.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you.
No. Because we're talking about pop, hip hop, and rap.
I would put them against NSYNC. No doubt about it.
The reason why I say not NSYNC versus TLC is because with NSYNC, they are literally a pop band. They're not R&B.
Except for their last CD, Celebrity. It was kind of hip-hop-ish.
And it didn't
like TLC-ish. I bought that CD, but okay.
When it comes to, but if you take a B2K, who B2K is, you know, they have the dance, they have their entertainers. Fizzle.
Don't do that.
Which one is B2K?
No.
That's Omarion. Omarion.
I get them and Immature mixed up. So I like
and Raz B and Lil Fizz.
The Fizzles.
Nobody talks about Raz
B. He was in the group.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, now, Immature versus a Drew Hill. Because Immature,
I can see that.
Some bangers from their younger years until they got older. Like, they literally had a good time span of working together. So I could see that.
I'm still stuck on, like, trying to figure out who TLC could go against, male group TLC could go against.
What's I said? B2K would be it.
I'm trying to tell y'all, NSYNC NSYNC would be the if they had to be male, I would put them against NSYNC. But female, I'm sorry, Destiny's Child. That's the only people they can go against.
I don't know. I have a hard time putting Destiny's Child up against anybody. It's kind of I respect them in the, as a group the same way that I respect Janet Jackson. Like they did something for the culture that nobody else could do. They were able to intertwine with hip hop. I mean, look at the songs they got with T.I., Weezy, Jay. Like, I mean, they literally were able to intertwine with hip hop. So they're in the category by themselves.
I mean, they are, but I really think that they could, because people try to pair them up or put other old girl groups against them. But I feel like TLC is the only people that could kind of even touch, like they could go against, because they had the same type of genre. Like TLC wasn't just straight R&B. They came all, when Fan Mail came out, it was kind of poppy, hip hopish R&B. It's like Destiny's Child didn't give you straight R&B. They gave you all types of stuff. Like Bills was R&B pop. Then you had some songs that was just like straight R&B. Like I just feel like those are the only two that can go against each other.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I won't argue with that.
Yeah, there's logic in it.
Okay.
I mean, think about Escape, SWV, those girl groups. You hear nothing but soul in R&B. Like you don't get that poppy.
But it was a different time, a different era. That's why this whole Drew Hill.
You can't say that though. TLC came out the same time.
They're out before them.
Yeah, they were out before TLC.
Yeah. But they were all making music at the same time, and they were very soulish.
From a production standpoint, from somebody who was producing at that time, the guys at that time that were producing, they found new ways to innovate music. So that's why TLC was such groundbreaking, because it was a different format compared to what everybody else was doing. So, like, if we go back to the Drew Hill and Jodeci, they were basically under the same umbrella of years from 90 to 2000, where they were basically trying to one-up each other, but in the same genre of music. So that's what I said. That what we did tonight, the Jodeci versus Drew Hill, I think was definitely probably one of the dopest combinations we could have came up with for that group. And then, you know, we'll deal with Boyz II Men and them later, because we got to think about that.
So what girl group would you put against Jodeci?
I don't know. That's what I said. It's something you got to think on, because, like, you know, we throw things out all the time.
If we were able to
sit down and think and go through our catalog of music, because, I mean, there's so many different artists that were out during the 90s. There were groups.
But I'm saying like girl groups. If we're gonna do group versus group. I would put like a SWV or something versus Jodeci.
They don't.
They don't have enough. They wouldn't have as many as Jodeci.
Okay, so maybe Escape.
I don't think they would either.
Escape don't have. I think
SWV has weak. I'm So Into You, Rain,
Human.
The closest group to Jodeci. Jodeci, I'd probably. That's what I was gonna say. In Vogue, like that makes the most sense.
Yeah, I can see that.
That makes the most sense, because then and even that, you know, like Dawn from In Vogue, she did her solo thing for a minute, like she did her thing with Lucy Pearl. I mean, if you feel like you could pull some stuff from that,
she did.
We forgot about Guy. We didn't even talk about Guy either. Guy, Blackstreet.
Teddy Riley. And you're talking about Guy and Black Rhyme.
Teddy Riley and Dill.
During that time frame.
But see, I don't feel like they were relevant. I just feel like they were.
Yeah, yeah.
They were kind of like that hidden gem group. Like, they kind of like the underdog of R&B. Like, they had hits, but they just weren't like the top thing at the moment. Because Blackstreet has some hits though.
Hmm.
Besides No Diggity, they had some hits.
Yeah, I mean, but you Blackstreet, you might as well say.
Yeah, just say 10.
Yeah, Riley. Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, there's no other way around
Teddy,
that.
That's just Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley and them.
Yeah, just Teddy Riley's umbrella.
But, you know, and we already know the monster Teddy Riley is. So he went up against Babyface. So, so this was a wonderful conversation. I'm gonna let everybody go around. If you want people to follow you, tell them where they can follow you.
Of course. You guys can follow me on Snapchat and Insta at King_Quee. And you can follow me on Twitter at King_Quee_.
Find me on Instagram at IllScottHeron. And I'm actually the same thing on Twitter, but I don't use it. And Facebook, Scotty LaCura. This will be in the past by the time you hear this, but I'll be DJing at Bottega Thursday night. Hopefully, we'll make it every Thursday night, and we'll see.
All right.
North Fourth Street,
Wilmington, North Carolina, downtown.
You said it's called what? Bottega.
What time is your set?
I'm in there Thursday night.
Yeah, tomorrow. Six to eight.
Yeah.
Oh, they're that early? Okay, I can get a midday buzz.
Look at some art, drink some wine.
Yeah, I'm kind of just all about the drinking wine, but all
right. Bet. So this is your boy, Mr. Evo. You can find me on all social media platforms, Mr. Evo_84. You can also check me out here on the Versus Podcast.
And speaking of the Versus Podcast, make sure you follow us wherever you listen to podcasts at. And we do have the Instagram Versus_Podcast. That's where some of these topics come from. So I see people chime in and then I bring it to the crew and we further debate it out. So, yeah, and I just want to thank everybody that's been tuning in. And I want to thank all the ladies and guys,
your biggest fear has been overcome.
This was definitely not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, man. Maybe we could do this some more. Have the whole versus.